Blog Talk Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
What's good, radio family? TPV Radio Network has an all-star lineup just for you. Just pick your flavor, starting with The Psalmist Voice Reloaded every Sunday at 2 p.m., Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. The Psalmist Voice Presents, which is a showcase for all artists, business, and entrepreneurs by appointment only. The Caribbean Pepper Pot is back every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. The Love Potion every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Also, we have our new show every Monday at 12 noon. It's The Grub and the return of The Williams Review every Monday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 1 p.m. Also, Men Let's Talk to be announced. TPV Radio is also broadcasting on KBRG, The Bridge. Just download 365 Live, search KBRG, The Bridge, and you're in there. Walk with us. Let's go. At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair. Like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the review, the Williams Review, with Minister Cyron Williams and First Lady Helen Williams. Let's get it. Let's go.
Good evening, family. Welcome to the Williams Review, where we review the life of our nation, the positive and negative effects of our culture on the life of a believer in Christ. We will be covering music, scripture, jokes, quotes. We'll be doing the occasional interview. So sit back and listen to our review. Our guiding scripture is Ephesians 5:15 through 17. Again, that's Ephesians 5:15 through 17, and it says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I'm your boy, Cyron Williams, and I'm sitting here with my beautiful wife, Hazel.
Good evening, family and listeners. Good evening, good evening.
Good evening. So, we got ourselves a nice little show for you today. Got to say, it got really hot on us again. You know, I got a brother from the same father who talks about the bipolarism of the great state of Texas. Well, I'm here to tell you, in Michigan, it'll be struggling forward and forward. And tomorrow it'll be 86 with a 72% humidity. Hot, hot, hot. But,
we the top bipolar state.
Okay, okay.
We the top bipolar state.
Yeah, in the north, you know. But we still thank God for each and every day that we're alive. We got a action-packed show for you today. Can I say action-packed? It ain't much action. What do you say?
No, we just going to say we got some gifts for you today.
Okay. We got a gift-giving show for you today. It's going to be a gift-giving show. We're going to be giving you our gifts.
That sounds a little bit more better.
Yeah, a little more better. Our gifts. Our
ready,
gifts
family?
Sister.
Are we ready, family?
And so, I hope everybody had a good weekend.
It is Monday.
It is Monday, the beginning of the week. And we thank you all for starting your weekly prime time off with us.
With us, yes. Thank you so much.
And so, you know, we like to thank God for the Psalmist Voice Radio Network and all the wonderful shows that you can get on and grab a listen to. You can also catch us on KRBG, The Bridge, and, you know, Having a nice little time. But right about now, we're going to take a little time and we're going to go to some sayings and quotes that folks misuse and scripture of those quotes that are misused and see if we can't get you some real truths going on.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, family. Tonight we have quotes not in the Bible. And our first one is, spare the rod, spoil the child. I think we've all heard that growing up.
Yeah, spare the rod, spoil the child. But, I hope Bishop Horn over there at KBRG is spare the rod for me because I keep saying the radio station backwards. My bad.
Sure.
My bad. Yeah,
okay,
I'll get it right.
So, scripture to that, Proverbs 13:24.
Proverbs 13:24. Spare the rod, spoil the child. Woo! Is your baby turning out like day old milk? I hope not. That's real spoil. And so, Proverbs 13:24.
Yes.
No wonder I can't find it. I'm all in Psalms, y'all. I'll never find Proverbs in Psalms.
Well, he in Psalms. We're going to give him a couple of minutes to find the book of Proverbs.
I got it.
He got it, y'all.
I found it. It was in the Bible. Yeah, 13:24. He that spared the rod hated his son, but he that loveth him chastiseth him betimes. That means often.
Uh-huh.
But only when necessary. Your kid doing a your child doing a good job. Look, Mom, I can count to 100. Didn't I tell you not to count past 10? Go to your room. That don't count. But you know, many people use that as an excuse to beat their child.
Yes.
I mean, kid can't stop crying. Why he can't stop crying? Cause Mama done beat the brakes off him.
Yep.
Gotta keep going. And so, you know, don't use that as a reason to beat up on your kids.
Please don't, people.
No.
That's not what that means.
No.
That's not what it means. It's not the correct saying.
It is not the correct saying. And look, don't think I'm telling you to go fishing either. Because up over there, I got a rod, and I ain't spared it. I caught 15 fish this year. Man, cut it out. That ain't what we talking about. So,
not that. No.
On to the next one.
The second one is pride goes before a fall.
Pride goes before a fall.
Proverbs 16:18.
Did you fall down and hurt yourself with your pride? Was you walking and tripped over it and bumped your head on the floor? Yeah, that ain't what we mean. Yeah, pride goes before fall. And now I hope you got 16:18. Because where the other I keep losing it. How do I keep losing? Man, look. Me and Saul's going to have a talk today about why I keep showing up there while I'm supposed to be looking for Proverbs. Y'all, I am having a backwards brain moment.
We have no Psalm scriptures today, baby.
No Psalm scriptures. No. Why am I looking at the Psalms? All right. So we got Proverbs 16:18. I was just three books away, and I turned a whole thing. I was three chapters away, and I went a whole book backwards.
Leave that to me.
Leave that
to
me.
That's all right. We got
it. All right. It says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before fall. Look, going around thinking you better than other people, that ain't going to work for you, Mr. Haughty Spirit. You better put a damper on that, and hey, remember, no more blessed than the next person if all you did was woke up today.
Yes,
because
right.
Even the sinner woke up today.
Yeah.
And, you know, man, how about you, man? Look, do what you know you're supposed to do. Quit arguing, quit fighting. Man, forget that. I ain't going to let person talk to me any kind of way. Man, I got to let them know how I feel. And then you get pulled over by the police. You got to let them know how you feel. And then you sitting in jail talking to some man, I don't know what happened. All I did was let them know how I felt. You're running your mouth. Running your mouth.
Well, people just need to stop using their own words, putting their own words in front of what the scripture says. I'm really getting sick and tired of it.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, noticing a whole lot of it, what the real thing is now that I'm grown and have my own children.
Yes.
You know, you got to go and pick up that Bible and open up the scripture and read it for yourself. Because if you don't, you'll be deceived.
I'll be like, Pastor, did you think we were sheep? Well, why you say that? Because you kept trying to pull the wool over our eyes.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Kept trying to pull the wool over our eyes.
All right,
I'm
going to
read something here real fast.
Oh, okay. I'm going to
read something real fast. We're going to look at, where were we at there? Look at Jeremiah. Jeremiah 49:16. Let me tell you what it says in the book of Jeremiah. I know Jeremiah, but he ain't in the Bible. He in Baldwin. Yeah. Little joke. 49:16 says. Thy terribleness hath deceived thee, and the pride of thine heart. O thou that dwelleth in the cliffs of the rock, that holdeth the heights of the hill. Though thou shouldest make thy nest as high as the eagle, I will bring thee down from hence, saith the Lord. So many folks run around here in their own mind thinking they don't need God because I did this. I'm a self-made man. Dude, look, you had a mama and a daddy. You ain't make yourself. Cut it out. And they had God who helped to make them.
Amen.
So get it right, now. Get it right.
Get it right. Come on, y'all. All right, the next one, the third one is, ye verily, God wants you to be happy.
God wants you to be happy.
Okay, now we know that's not even what the real thing say.
That ain't
Ephesians,
what the real thing say.
Ephesians 2:6-7.
Now, you might think God wants you to be happy if your name was Pharrell Williams, but you not. And so, let's go here to this right here. Ephesians 2:6-7 reads, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. Now, that's what he said. I didn't say it. My wife didn't say it. Scripture say it. And, you know, I can also say that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, had something to say about that as well. You know, because people always talk about that God wants me happy. God wants you to be happy. God wants you to be happy. God wants you to be happy.
Uh-huh.
That's why he wants you to have a Cadillac.
Right. I was just going to say, he wants you to have this new outfit and this new car because he wants you to be happy. That's not realistic.
No, not realistic at all. Just not realistic. Yes. We like to come y'all and let y'all know exactly what God is saying. And Matthew 13:52, it says, then he said unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed into the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. Mm. Now, that don't mean God wants you to be happy, because you got that treasure. It's wisdom that you have learned yesterday and wisdom that you are using today. Wisdom that you learned today. Wisdom that you will learn later on. So look, God wants you to be as wise as Scripture. God wants you to understand.
Yes,
you know, here's something to think about with that. God wants you to be happy.
Uh-huh.
Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. God wants you to be happy and prosperous, so you can make me happy and prosperous.
Yeah.
And so,
wah.
That where it's at, y'all. That's where it's
okay,
at.
So
maybe
good.
Got one more?
Yep, the last one. Every last one. If you work hard enough, you'll be successful.
If you work hard enough, you'll be successful.
That definitely is.
Woo! I tell you what, I know some folks worked in Egypt for a long time, and for some reason, success eluded them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
So we got
Job 4:4. Job. You know, it's funny. God was like, man, I went to Job in the Bible, and man, he went through some things. Oh, the Job went through some things, didn't it? Well, we better watch out for the Job because, you know, it's going to make you successful.
Right.
And so we're going to head on over to Job 4:4. Yeah. Now, Job did go through some things. He did go through some things.
He did.
His life is indeed a cautionary account of things to come. And so we had Job 4:4. Yeah. 4:4. Sounds like 44, but it's just 4:4. And it says, thy words have upholden him that was fallen, and thou hast strengthened the feeble knees. Knees. I said knees. Your feeble knees. Y'all, I don't know what's going on. I went to bed earlier, but I was a little tired, and I think my brain is still asleep.
Yeah, I think your brain's still
But if you work hard enough, you will be successful. Well, you know, why does this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation. Work as hard as you want to, you will not see success. Why? Because as followers of Christ, our success is measured and our blessed opportunity to arrive in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
Notice I didn't just say arrive in heaven. I said in the kingdom of heaven. Yes, I'm in the kingdom. Just hope that you get there.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait till I get to heaven. I'm going to put on my new suede shoes. And I'm going to be walking down the streets of gold. And God's got a whole mansion for me. No. Jesus Christ said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions.
Mansion.
Yes. So he didn't say, in my Father's house, he's going to give you a mansion.
Nah, that's not what he said. Okay. So we have scripture misuse. And what I have today for you is God has plans to prosper you.
Jeremiah 29:11. God has plans to prosper you.
Uh-huh.
Not us, not them, not they, but you specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for those who can't talk English, specifically.
Right.
God, that's up for you specifically, like the ocean. Lord, forgive me for making fun of folks with speech impediments.
They
just don't learn?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
They don't want to learn the right way. They know the correct way, but they don't want to use the correct words.
Right. And now in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end." Did you hear that now? I heard what he said.
Uh-huh.
You heard what he said.
Yeah.
I read what he said. And did none of that say what you've been saying? God has plans to prosper you.
That we know that y'all know that y'all think that means money.
Yeah, that ain't.
And health. That, money and health is the first thing people seem to go to.
First thing.
But that's not it.
No, not at all. I'm looking at something here, y'all.
Yeah. Bear with us, y'all. Bear with us.
To see what happened over here. Because, you know, yep. But my wife got it. I tell y'all what, y'all. My wife, she gets the scriptures and things together for the Williams Review. On top of the scripture that she get up and send to others. Now, and looking at this, for my brothers out there who think that Siron, I know y'all been like, whoa, he been reading out of stuff that ain't Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Lord, what's happening to Brother Siron? Well, I mean, hey, I believe in the whole Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I just go to Jesus Christ as the final say-so.
Uh-huh.
As the final say-so,
which,
right?
Which you should.
Which we all should.
Yes.
But I'm going to go to Acts 17:11. Let me make sure that's where I'm supposed to be. Acts 17:11.
I know the plan, yeah.
Let's see what it says here.
Bear with us, y'all. We got it.
Yeah. Well, this is reading something else. See, I was just talking to folks about always going to the internet to try to find some scripture. I just went. Just took to the little Google, right? And I looked up, I know the plans I have for you. Trust in God when it's scary and hard. And it says, Acts 17:11, dialogue.
Hmm.
And it don't have nothing to do
with what we're talking about.
About God prospering you. And it says these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Yeah, I can see that. I can see how searching the scripture will let you know what God got in store for you. I can handle that. I can go along with that.
Okay.
But here's the thing. That's not how it's used, y'all. That's not how it's used. And then, you know.
No, that's why it's called scripture misuse.
Scripture misuse. And we look for things like that in the Bible where folks get in there and they start talking about things that they say God said is in the Bible and blah, blah. And then we go and look and it don't even be there.
No.
So if you really want to know what's happening, go ahead. Shout out the Wings Review, and we'll let you know what's happening. You better believe it. Yeah, I'm using broken grammar right now. Instead of saying happening, I said happening, you know, because I can do that sometime when I want to. Now, we come to the part of the show where we look at a couple of junkie jokes to see if these jokes are appropriate for believers in Christ to talk about and share with others. Now, I'm going to read them. We don't think about it. And then my wonderful sound guy in the background, that's right, we got our very own sound effects manager. He be managing them effects. Mm-hmm. And if he did a good job, because he knows the prayers he's got for us.
Right.
That was good, Alpha Geno.
That was good.
Well, here we go. We go into the jokey joke. It says, on their way to get married, a young Catholic couple was involved in a fatal car accident. The couple found themselves sitting outside the pearly gates, waiting for St. Peter to process them into heaven. While waiting, they begin to wonder, could they possibly get married in heaven? When St. Peter showed up, they asked him, St. Peter said, I don't know. This is the first time anyone ever has asked that. Let me go find out. And he left. The couple sat down and waited and waited. 2 months passed, and the couple was still waiting. While waiting, they began to wonder what would happen if it didn't work out. Could you get a divorce in heaven? After yet another month, St. Peter finally returned, looking somewhat bedraggled. Yes, he informed the couple, you can get married in heaven. Great, said the couple, but we were just wondering, what if things did work out? Could we also get a divorce in heaven? St. Peter's red-faced with anger, slammed the clipboard on the ground. What's wrong? Asked the frightened couple. Oh, come on, St. Peter shouted. It took me 3 months to find a priest up here. Do you have any idea how long it'll take me to find a lawyer? I think that was okay. That was okay.
It was clean.
Sound guys? What do we think? All right.
Okay.
You can laugh at that one. You can use that one. But, I mean, don't be thinking now that you can get a divorce in heaven if your marriage don't work out on earth.
Nah, don't do it.
It ain't going to work. All right. On to the next one. Two guys are walking through a game park, and they come across a lion that has not eaten for days. The lion starts chasing the two men. They run as fast as they can, and one guy starts getting tired and decides to say a prayer. Please turn this lion to a Christian, Lord. He looks to see if the lion is still chasing him and sees the lion on his knees. Happy to see his prayer answered, he turned around and headed towards the lion. As he comes closer to the lion, he hears the lion praying, thank you, Lord, for the food I'm about to receive.
That's a good one. That's
the best
one.
What you
think?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You can use that one.
Those two are good.
That was good.
He did good for this week.
Oh, yeah. That was real funny.
That was real funny.
I like that one. All right, family. And so we got a couple of jokey jokes there. This time, it was a hit. The past few jokes, they've been a miss.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Now,
that
concludes our jokes for the day, as my beautiful wife has said. And so right now, we're going to go to Fred Hammond. Now, let me tell you a bit about Fred Hammond before we jump into it. And this is something I myself didn't know. Now, he's one of my favorite singers. He has a strong voice, and he is considered gospel, contemporary Christian, inspirational, and worship. He's from San Antonio, Texas. He was born December 27, 1960. You're kind of old there, Fred. Man, is your last name on the Sly Flintstone? Just kidding. He sings a little bit, y'all. He sings a little bit. And today we're going to be looking at one of his songs. Now, he will be our featured artist for the month.
Yeah, I think so.
And so for our next few shows, we're going to be looking at Fred Hammond, the songs that he sings, and are they gospel, contemporary Christian, inspirational or feel good, or just worship music?
Okay.
And so today, we will be looking at Willing to Follow You. And so, we'll be back after that song.
Our feature presentation.
Come on. You can feel it like a river and a joy that flows. should I move my feet? Should I go left or should I go right? Or should I stay? Stay there. 'Cause my own power, I just cannot count on. 'Cause every time I try to, it gets me in trouble.
But I've honestly got to say,
he is quoting Jesus. He is quoting Jesus.
Absolutely.
You know, because in Scripture, our Lord and Savior says just that. Let me get to it. Yeah, babe, you got any comments while I do this?
No, about the song?
Yeah.
No, other than it's most definitely a praise and worship song. It definitely gets you into the groove of praise and worship.
Yeah, so we would call it an inspirational worship song?
Yeah, an inspirational worship song sounds like a good name on it, yeah.
Good name on it. All right. And so we're going to look at this. Willing to follow you. And so Jesus Christ says in Matthew 16:24, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Yes.
All right. I mean, hey, I can find some scripture to back up, you know, hey, that he's willing, you know, willing to follow you is what he says we should do.
Uh-huh.
And we should be willing. We do have free will.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's where my mind gets into a Bible. What is it, Lord, that you need from me? God don't need nothing from us. We need something from God. That's my mind. Now, I'm sure he was meaning to say, what is it, Lord, that you want from me? In which direction should I move my feet?
Uh-huh.
Should I go left? Should I go right? Or should I stay right here? My own power, I just cannot count on. Because every time I try to, it gets me in trouble. Life gets so crazy when I do it all my way. So I acknowledge you in all that I do. My own understanding, I can never lean on. Lean not into your own understanding, but in all thy ways, acknowledge the Lord.
Uh-huh. Come on, man.
I know that my direction should come from you, because it's to you that I belong. That's the day. Hey, for a mature Christian, for a mature follower of Christ, that is spot on for worship and being inspired to know that someone else is willing to drop what they're doing to follow God.
Yes.
Because I counted up the cost. It's more than fair. Even right down to the cost that I must bear. We just read about that.
Uh-huh.
Pick up your cross and follow me.
Uh-huh.
You gave your life to me, so I'll give mine to you.
Uh-huh.
Now, you gave your life for me is what Tyron would say. But this is just Tyron, y'all, because I'm such a stickler in certain things. My wife be like, babe, you always got to correct somebody. Sometimes just take it the way it's been said. I do. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Just keep it real. Because I believe in words. Why do I believe in words? Because other than man and woman, God created everything else through words. He said it was, and it was good. He said he saw it was, and it was good. And so, there's the power of life and death is in the tongue. Not just your mouth. I mean, your breath could be bad enough to make somebody think that. But what we talk about is words, the ones that you speak. You know? But he does say, without your power, I just could not make it. All of my life struggles wouldn't be able to take it. My desire is to please you. That's what I do. So I acknowledge you in all that I do. My own understanding, I can never lean on. I know my direction, it should come from you, because it's to you that I belong. Yes.
Amen.
Hey, Fred's spot on with this one, right?
Yeah.
He says, Lord, I'm yielding, and it's to your will. Do you want me to move forward or stand still? To reveal your glory and honor is my passion. Lord, my heart is willing to follow you. Now, if you were from England, you might be talking about, yes, my lord, would you like for me to go and get some sheep, my lord? Are you hearing me, my lord? You know, and it says this, Lord is an appellation for a person or deity who has authority, control, or power over others, acting like a master, a chief, or a ruler. The appellation can be also denote certain persons who hold a title of importance, according to the Oxford Dictionary of English. And so,
okay.
Landlord, house of the Lord, how to become a Lord, none of those will make you be Lord.
All right, now.
The God of Jacob and Abraham, the God of David, Isaac, the God of Paul, the God of the psalmist's voice, Silas and Hazel. You know, that's our Lord. And so, we definitely give Fred Hammond, willing to follow you, two thumbs up on inspiring praise and worship on a song that lines up with Scripture, because it lines up with Scripture.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Now, one of the things I like about this song is he says, for you give peace like a river and a joy that overflows. We were just talking about God wanting you to prosper. God has plans to prosper you.
Uh-huh.
There's that prosperity we're talking about. Peace and joy in the Lord.
Yes.
Happy.
Yes.
That song takes happy
and
away.
It said that when I pulled it up. It read that.
Yeah?
Yeah, it read that when I pulled it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, there we have it. Fred Hammond willing to follow you. Bump it in your car with your kids. And not just on Sunday morning. You can play that all week. Trust me. I put it in my van. I got 3 12-inch woofers. I'm pushing over 1,200 watts, and that boy bang. Yeah, that's right. Mr. Starline go down the street, sounding like a gospel club. Yeah. My Lord make thunder. I want to be his example, so I bring some thunder too. That was all right. And so, like we say, Fred Hammond will be our featured artist of the month. And that one right there, if you're interested in listening to that song on your own, of course, you can Google Fred Hammond, willing to follow you. You can look it up on YouTube, of course. But if you'd like to go and buy the CD, that is from the CD Purpose by Design. And we will be looking at a couple of other songs. So, hey, thank you, Fred, for listening to the Lord and sharing your spiritual gift of music with us, that we can have things that we listen to as followers of Christ that don't make us bend to the Word, so that we can fit in with other folks. We can fit in with
bend
other
to
folks.
The world.
What I say?
Bend to the Word.
Yeah, bend to the world. Yeah, we want to bend to the world.
Woo. That's all right, I got you.
Hey, see, my wife got my back. She saw deer. She do right now. She do yesterday, today. Yeah. That's what she do, y'all. That's what she do. Now, I got to share something with you all. Give a little testimony. I had to take my little cousin back to Ohio on Saturday, which is why we didn't have our show Saturday. We left here with extremely limited funds, but we need to get him home. And so my daughter's boyfriend drove our vehicle so we could take him. Of course, you got a 7-year-old child with you getting the car riding. I don't know a child who's getting the car who don't think it's time to go to sleep, time to get something to eat, and to ask a million questions.
Right, right.
And so we get to sleep out the way. Not even a good hour into the ride, he knocked out. And so we get to Ohio. And we're going to put some more gas in the car because I'm a stickler for not letting the gas tank when I'm traveling to get below a quarter tank of gas. It's cheaper. And so we pull in and we stop at Meijer's to get some gas. Of course, little cousin is hungry and I can't eat McDonald's because I have a couple of health things going on. And so I'm like, go put the gas in the car. And I tell Javon, hey, maybe we should get something to eat out of the gas station, you know, so we can get on the road. He was like, look, the gas station food is just as bad for you as McDonald's is if you get that rotary stuff. He says, you might as well just go on over here to the Meijer's store and get something from the deli. Now, wherever I go, y'all, I like to personally thank employees. I go out of my way to say thank you. Because,
he sure does.
Hey, that's my wife would tell you, I'll leave you in the store for 20 minutes saying thank you.
Yeah.
And it's because I recognize the sacrifice of Christ. So if I can recognize his sacrifice, I can take a step back and recognize the sacrifice of others. Everywhere we go outside of our home, even within our home, there are individuals sacrificing their time for you. So you should say thank you. And you should give God the glory and acknowledge him while saying thank you. So we're going through the store, going in, thank you. We stop at the bakery, and I thank the ladies at the bakery. Well, the lady at the bakery, she looks up, tears in her eyes, and says, I really needed that. It has been an extremely hard day. I've dropped cakes. I've just mislabeled things, and I've had a really hard day, and I really needed that. I said, see, the Lord always puts his people where they need to be, so when they follow what he says, you and others can be encouraged. And I thank God that he used me today to encourage you. And so she gave, the lady there gave me and my little cousin a cookie. You know, you love the Lord. You want a cookie? Yeah, I do. I do want a cookie. Thank you very much. So we got the cookie. Give us this day our daily bread. Cookies are indeed a bread. So we got our daily bread. And so we're looking through the deli. And I'm going to buy these sandwiches, but I move over to where they prepare the food at, and I was thanking employees and saw that we could get 10 pieces of chicken for $5.99. That's the deal of the day. All right, Lord, talking to me, get some chicken. All right, all right. Get some chicken and some cherries, and we get something to drink, and we head up to the cash register. Now, there's a self-checkout. I always pass those. Because I don't work at the grocery store, y'all. So I'm not getting ready to ring up my own stuff. I don't work there. Now, if you use self-serve and you get a discount, I might consider it. But until that day comes, I'm going to go to that employee who's giving up time away from their family and friends to take care of us. So I can say, thank you and God bless you. But we get in line. We're standing there and I put my stuff on the conveyor. And the ladies, and there's a lady with two girls in front of us. And I reached for my wallet. I had left my wallet in the car, y'all. So I asked Yvonne to run out to the car to grab my wallet. And as I'm standing there, I tell the lady in front of me, I pray you have a blessed day. Tell the people behind us, come on in front of me because I got to wait for my wallet and may God bless you. The lady in front of me says, I'll take care of it. I said, excuse me. She said, I'll buy the stuff for you. No worries. I say, thank you. God bless you. And Javon comes back in, and the cashier says, oh, he's back with his wallet. The lady says, no. As I said, I'll take care of this. And so she bought the food for us. It would have cost me almost $15. Now, keep in mind, I only had $25 in my pocket. Had I had to pay the $15, I only had $10 to get all the way to Akron and back. But God, I couldn't have rode it any better. If I'd have ate at the gas station, I'd have missed the blessing. If I'd have kept my mouth shut, not going around saying thank you and doing all the things that I do, I'd have missed out on the blessing. But the Lord put me right there at that time where he was blessing me for being a blessing to my cousin and the others. Not because I'm well, not right. Not because I'm so perfect or righteous, but because God is perfect in his righteousness. And he saw fit to bless me for my little cousin to see what happens when you could happen, what could happen when you spend your time glorifying God to others. The lady, her and I, when the stuff in the transaction is done, take a step forward, and she allows me to say a prayer for her. Very public, very open, and I'm not ashamed loud for everybody to see. Yes, y'all, we can still pray in public.
Yes.
Yes.
God is real. He's real and very alive.
Yes, yes. And I shared this testimony because we looked down in El Paso, Texas, where folks ain't going to the Walmart saying thank you to people. They're going to the Walmart shooting people. How much better would this world be if followers of Christ spent their time recognizing God's love for them through other people and saying thank you?
I believe that's part of serving.
Yes.
Serving our brothers and sisters, I believe that's part of serving, telling them thank you for coming out and working so hard to serve us.
Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, that's one of those things where God has done so much for me doing those things. Now, it don't happen frequently. It's very infrequent.
Uh-huh.
But he does it at the right moment to where the power of the testimony would be most effective. So I got to tell my little cousin, you see what happens, what could happen when you do that. You see what happens. That was, people feel good and appreciate it when you say thank you for their hard work. And some of those people have been working there for years and never heard thank you. They're all so godly. Oh, so God. But I was willing and am willing to follow God. I could have put my foot down and, nah, man, we got to do that. But I even listened to my daughter's boyfriend. And God saw fit to bless us. So use your power of the Spirit of God and be willing to follow him where he sends you to. Be willing to.
Be humble.
Yes.
Be humble. Be humble.
Say thank you. Say thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now, you all, we're getting close to that time to where we finish up our show. We have greatly enjoyed the time that has happened.
Yes, we
today.
Have. Yes, we have.
Yes, we thank God for our dear brother in Christ, the psalmist voice, Christopher Newton, who takes time out of his days and evening so that we can come on and share.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, yes, yes. If you've got any questions that you'd like to ask us, please go to our Facebook, The Williams Review, and leave a message for us in our inbox, and we'll answer any questions that you have. And know this, that this month, the commission reunion goes on tour. That's right, commission, man, them dudes can thank you. I like commission. Yes, I was crucified with Christ is one of my favorite songs. Oh, my. Oh, my. And so, get online, Google it, and hey, if commission comes to your town, go check them out.
Yeah, you can, absolutely.
Now, you can find this broadcast on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You can also find it on KBRG The Bridge. And, hey, we've got so many wonderful shows, so many different ministries for you all to listen to. And this Saturday, we should have our special host with us, our brother Don. Brother Don is from Goshen, Mississippi, and he's going to be sharing with us, with us as well. And you can download, and that's right, y'all. go to your browser now, your Google Play Store and all that, and download Live 365, search KBRG The Bridge, and that's where you can find us at. You can also go to www.blogtalkradio.com, TPV Radio Network, and that should get you to us. Now, on the TPV Radio Network, you will find such great shows as The Psalmist Voice Reloaded with yours truly, The Psalmist Voice, Christopher Newton, and myself, as he calls me, Peppa Peppa. Well, we give you topics raw and uncut, straight up truth from the Bible. You can also find some of the great hits like The Caribbean Pepper Pot, The Love Potion, The Grub, and Men Let's Talk. And so, that's all I got to say right now. How about you, my beloved? You got anything you want to share?
I just want to say thank you all who are listening. Thank you, Chris. Thank you to my husband. Thank you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we're going to say a leaving prayer for tonight.
Closing prayer. Minds and hearts open. Praise the Lord.
Lord God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you for being with us throughout our day today, Lord. We thank you for just watching over us as we travel. For those of us who are traveling, Lord, we thank you for the food that we put on our bellies, Lord. We thank you for the clothes on our back, Lord. Thank you for watching over our children as they get ready to start back school this month. Lord, I just ask you to watch over us tonight as we sleep and work or whatever it is that we do this evening. Lord, we love you, thank you, and ask all these things in Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so we just thank each of you for coming out and sharing with us.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Looking forward to Saturday where we'll have Brother Don with us. We'll be talking to the Psalmist Voice, and there may be a time increase, y'all. So prepare yourself to prepare yourself. But until we come back together again, take time to review the things that you hear. Find out if it's fact or fiction, biblical, or just some people saying. Until we come together again, God.
Then the Williams Review.
The Williams Review. God bless you. We love you. Bye for now.